Are you sure you want to do that on episode? He might black out for a while.
You can't say that. Am I? This is Grand Bad Media.
My name is Thomas.
This is Devin.
This is Jessica.
Oh, boy.
This isn't funny.
Thomas is freaking out because he's about to eat the bomb.
Yeah, I guess. And is that the go-ahead?
Yeah, that's...
Just do it. Yeah. All right. You know what? I'm going to get over.
Wait till they get a camera on you.
There we go.
Actually, real quick, can I get a piece of paper towel?
Don't snort.
I know.
Don't snort any.
Yeah, I know. Don't make sure I don't touch it at all.
Don't snort any.
It's only...
Don't snort any.
It's only going in my mouth.
General advice, don't fucking snort it.
I'm gonna be a good little hoe and savor every drop.
Oh, my God.
That was filthy.
That was foul. You ready?
I'm so ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Lick it. Lick it all up.
And it's in.
Oh.
Oh, man. You coated your fucking tongue in that, dude. That was a bad idea.
Sorry, it'll go away. It'll go away.
You fucking covered your tongue in that shit. Don't cough. Don't cough. It makes it worse. Don't breathe either. It makes it worse.
Don't breathe.
I'll try my best. This is really...
Breathe.
Yeah, I'm salivating really hard.
Breathe. Hey, Thomas.
I'm going to drool.
You have water. Don't forget
Thomas,
you about your
breathe
water.
Through your mouth and focus your breath down.
I have water.
I put a Dr. Pepper in here for you. I just don't know where it went. I think Nathaniel stole it.
I did not steal
it. I was never given one. I would love one.
There you go.
Don't swallow the Dr. Pepper. Just hold it on your tongue.
Okay.
What's going through your mind right now?
Well, beforehand, I was like, yeah, it'll be funny. It's not really funny anymore.
Is this worse or is the chocolate worse?
Sweet release. I don't remember.
Holy shit, man.
You're going to have to give me a second to make a response of any kind because I can't think.
That's all right. Nate's got a story for us.
Story time.
Don't do that. It's not helping anymore.
What?
I'm panicking.
It'll go away. It's all in your head. Just remember, it's all in your head.
No, it's all in his mouth.
It's not in his mouth anymore, though.
What he said.
I feel like a carbonated drink, isn't it? Can y'all have milk?
Yes. Yes, I got you.
I feel like I need it.
I got milk for you.
Because normally when the chocolate I think was localized on my tongue, but this is on the roof and in my throat. It hurts so much.
How you feeling, Thomas Pimp?
I'm suffering, Pimp. My wife is in shambles. This is really good for the pimp voice.
Oh, God. That was funny.
Thomas, say man. Hello. I'm your savior. I am your savior.
I'm going to deep throw you.
Oh, my God.
He's going to deep throw some milk is what he just said.
Oh, no, that's satisfying. Okay, well, I'm going to need to take a swig every couple of seconds.
Just don't swallow it. Just hold it on your tongue.
Oh, he's swallowing.
Oh, yeah, he's going to swallow.
Is it supposed to hurt your chest, too?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because
that's just your heart racing.
I was worried that I was going to need to go to the bathroom. Yeah. I mean, I might need to, but...
You definitely don't want to throw that up.
No, it's going to get warm in between your stomach and your chest, and your heart is going to start racing a little bit.
But then it goes away.
I can kind of feel it. I hate that.
Yeah, me too.
I really hate that.
Yeah.
It's your body freaking out. You're in a flight or fight or flight, bro.
Imagine eating three times what you just ate.
You did that?
Yeah.
I did that. God. It wasn't great.
Jessica kind of... Like no, Nate got kind of like a little high from it too, which was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, euphoria.
Euphoria, yeah.
Which is pretty common.
It feels like... I probably don't actually have to go to the bathroom. It's just that like...
Yeah.
When I feel something in my chest that doesn't feel like it's going down like very quickly, it feels like I need to go.
Yeah, no, that's just your body saying, oh, fuck, I don't like this inside me. Please take it out.
It feels like it's trying to crawl back up.
Yeah.
I'm in misery.
Oh, hey, by the way, you're going to have spicy burps the rest of the night.
No! Sorry, I don't mean to blow my nose into my
face. You took it like a champ, though.
How long does this take? It feels like eternity.
I'd say like 5 to 10 minutes.
Actually, I remember the episode that you got all of it. You were out. Or no, it was Austin.
He was out for a while.
Austin was gone for a while.
I don't think I'll need it, but... Oh, wait, for the track.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
That helps.
You feeling all right?
No, I feel like shit.
Yeah, Austin was gone for like 20 minutes or something like that.
There's not even like an upside to this.
Mm-hmm. On the upside, you can say you tried it.
Yeah, true.
Austin and Josh both said no.
Oh, yeah, I feel a little bit on my lip. Yeah. Although I inverted the spoon. Have any of y'all seen that video of the guy eating ice cream?
Wait, what?
I'll try to pull it up as I talk about it. You gotta be a little more specific with that.
David, can I look it up on your phone so we can get the audio on the thing?
Absolutely. What a great idea.
Yeah. I won't try to describe it. I'll just play it.
This man's content forward thinking, bro.
I don't remember what it's called. I'm just gonna type in invert the spoon.
I hope that's just a song that pops up.
It's called That's a 10. Who wants to? I'll just put it in the middle here.
What the fuck?
So in tasting, what we do is take a small amount right off the top. It doesn't take much. That's the warmest part right here.
I'm going to invert the spoon.
Yeah, the video is called That's a 10.
Cover all 9,000 taste bud. Aerate it. Warm it up. Driving up. That top note, that cream, pure vanilla, sweeteners. That's a 10.
That's one of my favorite videos by far. Yeah, that's what I did with the spoon. I tried to invert it.
So in tasting, what we do is...
Eddie's ice cream. For anybody who doesn't have time to look
up. So that's how they...
Oh, yeah, there's like an equals 3 edit of that. Not equals 3, that's Ray William Johnson. What's his name?
Dubstep.
What?
I don't know.
The genre.
No, you said Ethan Klein. Ethan Klein. Fuck.
Bola.
Fuck.
Man.
Never mind. There's an edit of the video that you also might find. It's really funny.
The bomb is really fucking with you, man.
Mm-hmm. I'll try to tell a story a while. I mean, it's not much of a story, but imagine a man that doesn't get flustered. No, that does get flustered kind of easily. He's, like, usually all business. He's not, like, strict, but he doesn't know how to cut up without being really awkward. That's, like, my assistant band director at college right now. Ed, I'm not going to drop the name, but we'll call him,
Howard.
Howard, yeah. And we were on a band trip, me and TJ. I think it was... marching band, and we were doing like an all-star thing where it was like only a few of us, and we were just thinking about that video because that video is really funny. It's one of my favorite videos. Just invert a spoon. That's a 10. And we were just talking about it while we were at the table eating our catered dinner next to our assistant director, and we were just going invert a spoon, and we were like giggling and stuff like little kids. And Howard turns to us and he's like, what's so funny, guys? Because that's what he sounds like. And we were just like, it would take too long to explain. I don't think we ended up showing him the video, but we tried to explain it, and he was just like, oh, I don't really get it. Okay. Probably would have been better just show him. God, my chest hurts. I feel like it's making me sick.
I mean.
It's just got to mix with all the food and calm down.
Maybe I should have taken it with a mouthful of. I'm getting a headache.
Don't worry, we have something for that.
Is it booze?
It is.
I've heard that doesn't help.
Oh, it does.
It does actually help.
Definitely does.
Oh, okay.
Because by the time you realize it's not helping, it's already too late and you don't care anymore.
That's good to know.
That's a pretty good way of
saying it. Because I genuinely feel miserable. In fact, I'm going to take my headphones off because my head hurts.
It's going to be okay.
You say so.
If we all survived, you'll survive.
This was such a mistake.
It sounds like we got wasted already or something.
He looks fucked
up. No, I'm
No, I'm in full.
It's just taking me a while to talk because I have to breathe a lot. I'm in full like capacity. Like I have all my like senses together and I'm comprehending everything. Unlike when I'm inebriated, it's just really hard for me to talk right now because it's like when you're sick and you can't say a lot at once.
You're like out of breath.
I feel like I'm gonna need to go to the restroom.
Fuck. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Thomas Farless. We're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Yeah, after sitting on the toilet for 10 to 15 minutes.
The timing
minutes.
Could not be
better.
Hold on.
You're on.
Hold on.
Invert the spoon.
That's yep. A 10.
What's up, Eric?
The one.
Exactly. Up to the brain.
Huh?
What's up? Spicy.
Eric.
Yes?
What's up? What'd you need?
Oh, I thought you were recording. I just wanted to call in onto the podcast.
No, that's exactly what you did.
That's what you've done.
What the fuck?
Literally, as soon
I'm
as
here?
We started.
You're on podcast. Yeah. We've been recording for 45 seconds.
Damn it.
What do you mean?
I want to call when Thomas is hammered.
Oh, yeah, no. Thomas hasn't even taken a shot yet. He ate the bomb.
Yeah. No, I just took a shot.
Oh, yeah, he just took one shot.
Call back in about 30
I'm
to 45 minutes.
I'm going to call back
minutes.
In an hour.
30 to 45.
I'm looking forward to your call,
to
buddy.
30 to 45. Make sure he can
you.
Still function.
Yeah.
Bet.
Your friends are looking out, Thomas.
That was like perfect timing.
Yeah.
He's like, I want
to. Right, we got 30 to 45 minutes. Pour him another one.
Like I was saying, I got. Yeah, I went to the restroom because I was like in immense pain in my head, in my chest, and I had to just kneel there for like 10 to 15 minutes.
Take in the holy.
Now
pepper.
I think I'm better. I mean, I still feel it, but it's not nearly as present. It's literally just like being sick. I felt like I was going to throw up.
Oh, right. This is not pre-show.
No.
Yeah, we're back.
We are back.
This is real show.
We're live.
Okay, hold on. You guys talk, because I got to get adjusted.
Okay.
Volume-wise. Okay.
He's having a
all right, well, I'm blood. Just going to go ahead and say he's adjusted. Everyone just stop talking and look at Devin.
Whoa,
force him to get adjusted.
Whoa. What do you mean, man? What do you mean? We're not even going to talk about the fact that Thomas saw the devil himself in that bathroom through the bomb.
He's going to go see him again shortly.
I already said everything. Like I said, I was just in immense pain. I'm never going to do that again.
And we're
going to
tell a story about Austin being on the airplane.
Yeah, sure. We were flying to New York for a pet band. And sorry, don't mind that my eyes are closed. It just helps with the headache. And... It was apparently his first time being on a plane. I'd been on a plane once or twice before that, and I was never particularly scared. So it was all going good. We were sitting like across the aisle from each other, and before we take off, like the engine's like starting to rev up, and he's like, "Thomas, can we like hold hands?" except he, I could kind of tell that he was actually being serious, even though a lot of his delivery. It, like when he talks normally is like kind of facetious, but I could tell he was being serious. And long story
what
short,
facetious
I,
mean
sarcastic. Yeah, and he ended up holding hands until like we had stabilized like up high in the sky, because you know I just want to be a good friend. I want to hold my buddy's hand because you know he needed it. He needed support.
You're so sweet.
Yeah, that's no problem.
I think everybody's scared your first plane flight though.
I wouldn't know.
I think I flew on my first one when I was like 5. I just remember playing on my Game Boy and my Game Boy died and I was bored.
How many times have you been on a plane?
3. 4. 4. Maybe. I don't know. It's under 6.
4.
It's not that often. I flew once when I was 5 and I didn't fly again until I was like 18, and then I flew again when I was like 20.
When you were 18, did it feel like the first time? A little different?
No, I knew.
Yeah. I knew.
I was not really scared at all.
I've had 4 takeoffs and 4 landings in one trip. Cause stupid layovers.
Yeah, layovers suck. Yeah. Gave me time to do my homework, though.
You're so studious.
I know.
I've driven.
I'll try to do that away from the mic next time. What? I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. So, like, I wasn't originally going to come on tonight because me and Austin were going to go eat at his grandparents' house. But it was, like, we just didn't get to do it because the COVID scare. And, like, I shouldn't be going over to people's houses and stuff like that, even though I'm over here now.
Yeah, don't go over to anyone's house. But we wouldn't want to take any chances.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then I would be knocked out of work. And then y'all get, you guys out would of just work. Be more fucked.
No, we'd be taken out of work, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. I have a meeting, like, every Sunday night. But this one, I don't, because we were just taking pictures as opposed to having a meeting. And so I got my picture taken, Nate picked me up, and we came here. And all my homework for the foreseeable future is, like, done, at least for, like, the next week, which is good. So
hopefully the dog doesn't eat it.
We don't have a dog. Fuck that shit. I mean, I would love to have a pet at some point. Not in our house, though. Not
hopefully
like
Eric doesn't eat it.
I hope not. I know he would say something like that, too. He'd be like, if you don't... I'm eat that!
And he'd do it.
I would.
Be pretty funny.
Eric pissed himself.
Yeah, he wow.
Did. Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Ew. Ugh. Drinking the Dr. Pepper, like, activated, like, the other taste buds that are still on my tongue. That was gross.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just kind of describing it as it happens.
I'm just going with the flow, man.
We're on such a ride here. We're in uncharted territory.
That's funny.
I am.
So for those of you that don't know, not only was that Thomas's first time trying the bomb, but we're also going to get him drunk for the first time.
Yeah. I've only been tipsy once. It was off, like, off a mixed drink, and it had, like, vodka in it. It wasn't terribly strong. I drank it, like, almost the whole thing, and then I went up to go to the bathroom. And funny enough, when I sat on the toilet, it all hit me. And I was like, fucking kidding me?
A bathroom, like, if you start drinking, the bathroom will tell you how drunk or sober you are. Yeah, every time.
I feel not like that's
what
happened. Not
the walk there. The moment you walk into the bathroom, for some reason, it will hit you or it won't.
That is definitely what happened.
It's something about it. I don't know what it is.
I ended up walking back to the table, just like a little bit weaving, bobbing and weaving. And I came back to the table and I sat down. I saw my mom and I was like, you know, I think it hit. I don't like it.
Mom, the alcohol is doing a thing and I don't like it.
I don't like it.
God That's damn funny. It, Jessica, your fucking hair.
I gotta leave a little piece of me wherever I go.
Fuck off.
This is my legacy.
The amount of hair I can lose, it's great.
Nathaniel had a story for us.
Oh, shit. So I was with Stefan the other day, right?
All right.
All right, and we were going up to buy me a bike. We started with, he took his bike and I took my my longboard. We went up to a shop that was close by. First of all, they closed 30 minutes early, so fuck you. Mm-hmm. And then after we were peering through the window like fucking creeps.
And you were well aware of it at the time.
Yes. We started just looking through the window, just kind of looking around at what they had, their prices and all of that good shit. They were, the lowest one we saw was around $7,000.
Nice.
So he said, damn.
What?
That's crazy. Damn, that's crazy.
Just water.
Did you spill water in my apartment?
No, I said it didn't spill out. Continue. Continue.
Daniel's eyes say otherwise.
Right.
But it did.
Okay, maybe a little. Continue.
So he had a meeting he had to get to by 8:30. And it is 7:15 where we are now. So we booked it back. We jumped in my car and we went up to the Target over there on Newburgh. He had freeways turned off. So first of all, we took the scenic route there, which already slowed us down. Then we got to Target. Oh, no, hang on. I missed a very important part. On our way there, it told us to turn right onto Baxter, but from where we were coming from, it was right after Baxter ends and turned into Newburgh. So we're pulling up on the turn. Stefan's like, turn here on Baxter. I was like, turn here. I start turning. He's like, yeah, right here. No, not here. That says Newburgh. I was like, okay. So we went straight and then we wound up running the red light because of it. And then the same fucking thing happened at the next fucking light because I'm already mid turn. I can't just stop taking up two lanes. So I had to keep going straight. I was like, Stefan, I don't think you know how to navigate.
Proud of you.
So I just wound up taking the next right. We did a small UE back and then got there. We looked around at the Target. We found something that was decent, so we went across the street to the Walmart, the direct competition. We found the Batmobile, so I almost got that. It was for two-year-olds, but, you know, I can fit.
But a Batmobile is a fucking Batmobile.
It's a fucking Batmobile. It had his face on the front and everything.
It had Bruce Wayne's face.
It came with training wheels.
That's a bonus.
It is a bonus. But no, we got one. We named it Zoblob. We threw it in my trunk. And we went back and we got him back to his meeting with 30 seconds to spare. After he turned back on the fucking freeway and we actually took that back instead of the long ass way he took us the first time, where we wound up running two red lights because he can't navigate.
That's fucking hilarious.
But no, it was just so clear we were turning. I was like, we're turning here on Baxter, right? Yep. Nope. I was like, all right, well, can't stop now.
It's pretty good.
Physics is already going.
Yeah, like I'm halfway over in the turn lane. I'm like at a like 45 degree angle. I just turn straight, turn like another 45 degree angle to get back onto the street, and then keep going around through the red light.
I mean, yeah, it's fun.
You're alive.
We are alive.
You got a spiffy bike.
I got a spiffy bike, and we got him back in time for his meeting.
What color is your bike?
It's it's purple. Purple.
What the fuck?
I wish you could have seen his face when he said that.
It's purple.
That wasn't... Sorry. During this...
Cheers, Thomas.
Again? Okay. Hold on. Let me get the Dr. Pepper in my mouth. Cheers.
All right.
Yeah, damn.
You're going to learn to take shots like a pro.
Cool.
Yeah, me, Don, and Thomas.
The next time you're up here, we'll line 10 up in a row and say, go.
Me.
That wine was
so... me, Don, and Thomas already discussed that Don's last words are probably going to be him laying down on his deathbed. Be like, son, come over here. Come here. Closer. 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 Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, that was a TJ original. To be honest, I stole it, but, you know, it's open.
It's anyway. So fucking good, though.
By the way, Devin saw me, like, tapping my bottle.
It was strange.
Like that. And that wasn't me being drunk. That was just me.
Well, yeah.
It's been
obvious. Yeah. It was, if you guys don't know what a water gong is, it's like when you take a piece of metal and you, like, bang it against something. Or, like, you hit the gong and then you dip it in water.
Mm.
Look up a video.
Look up the video.
No, we can do that.
Because it's a cool sound. It's really cool.
What is it, water gong?
Yeah, just look up water gong.
What's your guys' favorite monkey or ape species?
I don't think I'm educated enough to have an opinion.
Lemur.
We've already...
Lemurs are kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Silverback gorilla.
Fuck,
gorillas are big, though.
I was saying an orangutan. They're smart as fuck.
But a silverback gorilla...
Whatever ones have the really red asses, those are my least favorite.
Not chimpanzee. Baboons.
Baboons.
They're said bamboo.
Did I? Yeah,
you did.
Wow, I've had two shots. I'm fucking drunk.
The ones with the red asses, those are my least favorite.
Your least favorite? Why?
Because the ass part.
Too showy?
It just bothers me.
That is my least favorite type of monkey.
Fucking poor guys. They didn't ask for that ass.
It's true. I mean, I didn't ask for all this fucking cake either.
All right, here we have a giant gong sitting above a giant thing of water. The man is lowering it.
That's cool.
Thank you for making me feel better.
So is that how they get those sounds for, like, sinking ships when they're swimming under the water and stuff?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's what literally happens is the metal vibrations get, like, altered by the water and the pitch just gets distorted. I love water gongs. They're cool.
It seems like something that most Foley people wouldn't have on hand.
Probably do.
What? You're telling me you don't have one of those?
I mean,
I'm not Foley, so no.
Speaking... Yeah, no, we already actually
just go to some sort of music studio and they'll probably have a gong that you could use.
He fucking took that sentence and he just... So I'm fucking it up and I'm sticking with it.
Most successful burp I think I've ever heard in my life.
I think it was a hiccup. I couldn't tell.
Or is it a hiccup? A hiccup?
At first I was cold, but now I'm getting hot. So I'm just going to take this jacket off.
Thomas, you're always hot.
Thank you. Yeah, I got you. Okay, Josh. Josh is always hitting on me.
I will kiss your forehead.
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
This, we've already asked this question on the podcast. I'm just going to ask Thomas because I think it might result in an interesting answer.
What does Eric's piss taste like?
I don't know. He's the one who tasted his piss. He pissed in his own mouth.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
What five items would you put in your backpack for the zombie apocalypse?
Zombie apocalypse.
Like only five items?
Yeah, only five.
And does the backpack count as one?
No.
No.
Oh, neat.
Free backpack.
Yeah.
And weapons don't count. You're carrying those.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. In that case, I mean, I obviously don't have a lot of thought. I've never thought about these things too hard.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So... a fucking,
You're fucking a what?
So just, like, a thing of cloth in general, just, like, in case I need to, like, tie myself up or something, like, if I get myself hurt.
Okay.
Yeah, just something, like, I don't know, like a...
Yeah, you know, in case he gets bit, he can just cut off that blood circulation, just bah, bah, just punch his arm off real quick.
Exactly.
Just so,
something
throw sharp into the corner of the building.
Like, something sharp, some sort of, you know... Knife, scissors, whatever.
All right.
Since that doesn't, I don't think that would count as like a weapon per se.
Knife, scissors, that'd be a tool.
Yeah, it's a tool. So,
yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. What? Oh, put the can in my head. That might help. Eh. I still feel like garbage. All
right. So you got a cloth. You got a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Or scissors. We don't know.
Something
it's a
sharp.
Multi-tool with like both of them.
A sharp tool. I want to have at least
bolt cutters.
One thing, like a some sort of pot or pan that I can cook things in.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, right? Just going to take a nap real quick.
I'm just kidding. No, it's way too early for that.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to make it as long as I possibly can. Trust me.
I'll bring you home eventually, bud.
Oh yeah, that I don't have my own ride.
Yeah, I was going to say that's where everyone
call
is
an Uber.
I don't want to make you have to do that. Let's go with. I'm trying to think of like apocalypse like themed things that I've like that at like movies or like you know
not
games
useful
that I've
items just apocalypse themed.
Yeah, apocalypse themed. I'm going to duck have. Tape? Yeah, sure.
Stop feeding him answers.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's a bit hard for me to think right now
like
just because of the pain.
Be the person
can
that,
you pour me a shot?
Yeah. I feel like he'd be the person with the backpack that would just go around and start grabbing anything and everything around him, just throw
it's
the backpack
true.
And figure it out later.
I'm a little bit of a hoarder. Not much, but like a little bit.
That can be good for a zombie apocalypse.
It's in my blood a little bit from previous family.
You can drop the dir, and that's just what I am.
Hmm?
Can we get...
What'd you say?
The other bottle in there.
Yeah.
No, I legitimately didn't comprehend. You said drop the dir?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
All right, here's another question that has we're going to get off.
Well, what's the last thing in the backpack? Hold on.
Yeah, let him finish.
So I have duct tape, cloth, a sharp thing, a thing to cook things in, and...
You almost just took your head off with the fucking headphones.
And my fucking iPod Touch. Just kidding.
How long do you think that's gonna last?
Easy, long enough to order everything off Amazon.
Oh, because
Amazon's still going. Same day.
I don't know. I can't think of another thing. I'm very bad at planning for life or death situations.
Oh, that's not great.
Very unfortunate. Yeah, I know. But like, I think I'm gonna be fine. I don't think it'll ever apply.
No, it won't.
If I don't know,
I mean, it's true.
We don't know.
It's true.
It could be happening right now while we're.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's just as much of a chance that
nope, y'all are cool. I'll find y'all.
You know where I live.
He could be bait.
Okay.
No, he'd be the fucking nurse.
Aww.
The nurse. I don't know anything about actually like fixing
it's
people up.
Much less about that.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so I'm going to be a slut.
Oh, what? No.
Wow, we went there.
I thought you meant I was going to be like a slutty nurse.
I mean, you can be. I'm not going to say no to you, Thomas. Well, what's your...
This is...
So what did you mean?
This is recorded.
You would be the nurse, just momming everyone back to health.
Oh, well, yeah, sure.
Or putting them down when they get bit.
I wouldn't have the heart to do it.
Don't worry.
It's either that or you die, so I mean...
I'll make someone else do it. I don't want to do it. Devin, put Nate down.
Bold of you to assume I'll last longer than Nate.
I don't know. It's feasible.
It's unlikely.
Who would you bring with you to the zombie apocalypse? Who do you think would outlast anybody?
Like, who would I like want to have more than anybody else?
Yeah.
Two people.
I don't know.
It's like out of the people you know.
To increase your odds of survival.
Whether they're the bait, the fighter, the smarts, the not smarts.
So not Eric.
He might be good bait.
Boys are ratty. He attracts attention, that's for sure.
You know, he might be able to talk them out of fighting you.
I was gonna.
So what kind of music do you... Brains.
Maybe Austin, but like the thing is... I mean, Austin... I've always looked up to him a little bit because he thinks things through very much so, more so than I do. And I look up to him for that, but also I predict he could be cruel if he wanted to. He'd probably cut me off if I was too much of a liability. Austin, I hope you listen to this. You probably won't, but...
I mean, if he does listen to it, I think he would probably agree with you.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd you know what? I'd probably say Austin.
Okay.
And you know what? And none of you know him, but just like my best friend from high school, Dylan, he is a good buddy of mine. He's a country boy. He can take care of himself. More importantly, he can take care of me.
All right, fair enough.
Not a bad lineup. I like the lineup.
Shout out. I might like this episode to him just so he can hear me be stupid.
Yes. Please do.
I will. I'll spread it out.
What's his name again?
Dylan.
Dylan.
Hey, shout out to big old Dylan.
Good old high school bud Thomas Farless.
Is that the one you punched in the face?
In the ear, yeah.
That's the one.
I punched him, and then we became friends. I'm sorry. No, no. It wasn't that way. I said something about his mom, then he punched me, and then we became friends. Yeah, yeah.
I see.
I was just trying to be funny.
That's yeah. What you fucking
was it a yo mama joke just gone wrong?
Yeah, essentially.
Excuse me.
I have no idea what I said, and to be honest, I don't remember the event at all, but I trust Excuse him when you. He says that that's what yeah. happened.
Awesome.
Good talk. I just appreciate the moments of silence because I know it's bad for the show, but it's good for my head.
We cut most of the silence.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. Very professional.
Jessica cut in now just screaming.
Nate, come on, dude.
I don't even have to cut it in. It's great.
Man.
I feel like over the time we've done this, my chair keeps getting louder and louder.
Yours and Nate's.
I need to tighten it up real bad.
Nate was doing it. Almost seemed like he was on purpose. You were drinking something on the way in here.
Me?
Thomas was.
Oh. Do you mean... Yeah, it tasted like water.
Yeah. Murdered your thirst.
It did quench my thirst. Like...
Murdered.
Not necessarily... Yeah, murdered. It's on brand. Not in an unnatural way. It was just like, before.
What are you doing? Did you break something?
You broke
Daniel
something.
Daniel looks very concerned right now.
Well, we were getting out of Nate's car, and like he handed me one. And he said, "No, we gotta wait till we get inside." I was like, "Okay." I mean, my mouth's really dry. I could really use some of this right now. But I popped it open and I took a swig, and I was like, "That pretty much immediately took care of it." It just tasted like water, but like, yeah.
It's
a nice crisp water.
It's advertised as that. What? I wish somebody else could have seen that face. I wish
it was just me doing a side mouth so I didn't burp in the mic. I had cerebral palsy for a second.
What?
Not cerebral palsy. I just had a palsy.
What the fuck?
Nothing. I'm not making fun of people who have palsy.
Oh, what? You were making fun of what?
He said he wasn't.
I said I'm not.
Oh.
He said he wasn't.
Are y'all Coke or Pepsi people?
I Pepsi. Love cocaine.
Yeah, that's on brand.
No, I'm a Dr. Pepper person.
That wasn't an option. Choose Coke or Pepsi.
Yeah, I'm a Dr. Pepper person. They're their own brand.
I mean, it's true. Dr. Pepper is really good. I'd choose it over Pepsi, but between Coke and Pepsi, I'd rather have Pepsi.
They are their own brand. What did you just say? Brand.
I'd rather have Pepsi than Coke.
Also, she didn't say which of the two do you prefer. She was going for which one of the products do you like better.
Yeah, which brand?
Oh.
If Pepsi's the only thing you prefer over Pepsi, then you're more of a Coke drinker.
Pepsi has Mountain Dew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Pepsi.
So Pepsi. Mountain Dew's your favorite?
It used to be my favorite. I try really hard not to drink soda anymore, and I don't really.
Baja Blast.
I drink like water and sweet tea, and that's it.
What's the best flavor of Mountain Dew?
Baja Blast.
Baja Blast is overrated, bro.
Shut the fuck up!
That's twice you've offended me.
In my own home.
In my own home.
I just like it because it's crisper than regular Mountain Dew.
Original. It's more crisp, too. I like original Mountain Dew probably better.
And Baja Blast go way back.
The purple one? The American one? You had that one?
The purple one? Like the high voltage, or what are they called?
No, high voltage is blue.
Yeah, that's blue.
But the American, there's one that's like red, white, and blue, but the color of the drink is purple.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's,
which is a lot. So, it's a fucking lie.
No, I remember it being really good. Well,
what do you get?
A lot.
What do you get when you mix red and blue?
Think? What about the white?
I mean, that's not really going to have
it's
much
just going to make it a lighter shade of purple. Yeah.
Think it through.
Purple doesn't exist. We've already had this conversation with Stefan.
You have?
Yeah. You were there.
How'd that conversation go?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to bother trying to iterate on it because I don't remember it happening.
Yeah, no, it was during our D&D nights back when we were hosting at the restaurant.
Well, to be honest, I don't care.
Oh, what?
I mean,
what
I don't.
That's
happened?
Twice you've offended me.
I don't care about your thoughts on purple not existing.
What?
I remember really early on of working with Thomas, and I said, "Yeah, actually, oxygen is really poisonous to humans. It just takes like 80 years for it to like affect you." And Thomas looked at me straight in the face. He goes, "That's not true."
I did not.
Yes, you did.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I think that's probably what I said. Because, I mean, I've never heard about... I mean, I get the joke.
Yeah.
But I never heard about oxygen being poisonous.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is that on a microscopic level, is that, like...
I'm ready.
No, it's just... it's stuff I've heard from science teachers. Is
break
that
his brain.
I forget what hurt the me. Unit of measurement is called, but, like,
big,
oxygen... Like, oxygen and, like... other molecules that make up like the chemical composition of your body, if there was like 0.1% more of like a millionth of like the balance of oxygen in your body, you die. It's delicate balance.
Yeah, bro, we go hard on Earth.
Yeah, we go hard in the paint, bro.
We do.
Look it up if you're interested.
You got any sources?
No.
Let's just take a minute and talk about our Lord and Savior, BDSM Christ.
I'm sorry?
I'm more a fan of Jesus H. Crust.
Well, things just got a little different. No, he's mad because I stole his Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
I noticed immediately.
I didn't hear you. I'll go get you one.
I think the pain has started to numb.
There you go.
There we go.
There you go.
Nice.
He's starting to feel the effects of alcohol.
Am I doing this next one?
Yeah, you can take.
Okay.
You can take it.
Sure.
Thomas was there the first time I said that. The first time that those words left my mouth, Thomas was there.
Which words?
I'm beginning to feel the effects of the alcohol. Said that Sergio's with him. Just gonna
wait. So Thomas has been to Sergio's but never been drunk.
He didn't drink.
Why? Sergio has some of the best stuff.
I wasn't able to get all that in one go.
Oh,
that'll happen.
Take some more Dutch pepper.
Deep breath.
That was rough.
Deep breath. Drink.
At least pepper. The pain on that was like fleeting.
Yeah, it goes away pretty quick.
Okay,
that's,
I'm back.
That's how many for him?
Trace.
Three.
At the table?
I thought. No, that's three total.
Yeah, three total.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've had as much as Thomas has?
Yeah, you have.
You trying to get all three of us drunk? You trying to get all three of us drunk?
All three of us what?
Me, you, and him? Because you've been drinking too.
I'm fine right now.
We're about to get destroyed.
No, we're not.
That's what I came here to do.
He came here to fuck bitches and get fucked.
My next projected
shots.
My next projected date to be able to do this is like more than like a month and a half out. So
it's true. Yeah, I was gonna be real super.
Also,
sad.
I've been taking half shots, so I'm not gonna get as fucked up as you guys.
A little less this time, please.
No.
Oh, more. It's too late.
More. More.
No.
Don't.
No.
Don't.
Oh, now I'm bleeding.
Oh,
you're bleeding?
What?
I picked a scab on my face.
Oh, okay.
You do have a problem with that. I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, I have a thing where I mean, it's not like I can't control myself, hey, but I have a big habit of picking scabs.
One of the best stories you've ever told me is about when Devin just got transferred over to the restaurant and you were in the weeds, and then he looked over at you and said something, and it just resonated in your soul. You want to tell that story?
Oh.
I don't know this.
Let me... You will remember it. I'm sure. Let me take a second to remember it. Talk about something else.
Thomas, I don't know if you've noticed.
Not to me. No.
I was just going to relate to you because I don't know if you've noticed my nose, but I also have that exact same fucking
problem. Oh, okay. Yeah. I never really... I mean, I've noticed, but like, I never like had any thoughts about it. I was just like, his nose looks different.
My skin is super oily, and I have a problem itching it, especially when I get drunk.
Oh, yeah. I can believe that. Yeah, when he starts drinking, it gets real bad.
Real bad.
Is that why
you always look like shit?
Yeah, kind of.
Always drinking.
No, I wouldn't say that. My nose for sure, yeah.
Devin. Nose is always drinking?
Huh?
Your nose is always drinking?
Yeah, I drink with my nose all the time.
Oh, yeah. You just snort the alcohol.
No, me and my nose go get drinks together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
He kind of never leaves me.
Does it dress up?
Take him on a nice date?
Thomas, what was that story?
Give him the old... Anyway, so it was something you said to me, and like, it was just something that nobody had ever like really said to me before. Are you recalling it? Because I can't remember exactly what you said either.
Nate, do you remember what it was?
I do remember what it was.
You want
to
give me
whisper it to me. Whisper it to me.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
So it's just because no one has... Like, I've been reprimanded before. I've been disciplined, like, duh. Because, like...
What happened?
Look, I mean, disappointed Austin.
Okay, that sounded weird. No, so, like, you know, like, when you do something, like, bad and your dad comes home and he's like, you don't do that again, you know? Like, just, you know, you get disciplined, regular stuff like that, right? But nobody has ever said this to me before. I was just, like, I dropped, like, one or two things in the kitchen. Had to remake
them. I know what I said. This didn't happen at the beginning of our relationship.
And then Devin... Just from up front, he said, Thomas, get a grip. And I just lost it only because no one's ever said that to me before. And it didn't hurt. But man, if I knew him not as well, it would have hurt.
That actually happened. Only like weeks before Eric started his podcast. Because Thomas talked about it on the episode that he did with Eric.
Oh, okay.
And Thomas was like... I think he said something like, dude, bro, don't fire me. That's what he said on the podcast. I don't remember what your response was. I think you just kind of lost it.
Sounds on brand.
On brand.
That's another thing that kids say, Devin, if you want to be a hip. They say, that tracks.
That's a whole mood.
No, it's a vibe.
Oh, vibe. That's right. We're doing vibe now.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah. Welcome to 2020.
Also, Nate's younger than me, technically, so I mean... Although I'm more in the scene, I guess.
I'm catching on quick, though.
Yeah.
Especially now that I live in the fucking center of it.
Yeah, good old Nate living like right next to campus so we can hang.
Yeah, it's like a minute and a half from your house, and that's hitting every red light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so far removed from the scene, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
Devin's closer
right where
to the
I
center.
Like to be.
I like being in the scene. I like being in an area where everything's moving. Is this happening? All right.
Well, I figured, let's get the show on the road.
How many is the other now? Four?
Four.
Yes.
So, me and Jess, true, not my wife, we both think that you're going to hit seven and you're going to start being really drunk.
Yeah. What was the lowest bet for me? Five?
I said don't go over five just because I didn't want you to get completely wasted.
Yeah, I'd prefer not to. I'd prefer to be able to go to my classes tomorrow.
Okay, so seven.
What time's your class start?
9. 6.
Oh, you're still going to get home before like 11.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
6, we cut him off. He stops at 7.
I mean, I'm good to stay here as long as, like, you know, we have a good old time.
No, the longer you stay here, the more you don't wake up for class tomorrow.
I mean, that's fair. I can miss a couple classes. I'm caught up.
Thomas.
I also came to this fully prepared knowing that, like, I might miss, like, my morning classes tomorrow.
Thomas.
What?
I love you.
Love you too.
You're one of my favorites.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. This man knew. He knew what was going to happen to him today.
Yeah.
Yep.
The bomb was a surprise, I'm sure.
Once you said it, I was like, oh,
Okay. Yeah, because I remember that's a thing that people have done on the podcast before.
We have, yes. There's also a spicy nut challenge. yeah, I knew that we'd get the that
peanuts.
Reaction. The peanuts.
Is it as bad as the chocolate?
Not worse. How many,
yeah, 17 million Scovilles, right?
Yeah, so about double.
I'm literally never going to do it unless
however,
you pay me.
However, it's dry.
Wait, that was what? The most sober
it's
looking.
It's a dry food.
Yeah, it's not about? Like it's not like
it's
a
not
saucer.
Like the yeah, it's not like the sauce or the melty chocolate. Oh, it's a peanut.
Yeah, so it's a death nut.
It's dry.
So how does it feel?
I don't know. Well, we've not tried it yet.
Oh,
but it's a dry,
YouTube,
so it's going to go down a lot quicker.
Look up the Try Guys Death Nut Challenge.
Oh, I love the Try Guys.
You that's can watch all them. Four of them do it.
Yeah,
they fell apart.
Minded, they're extra because content.
Of course, yeah.
But like, I'm okay with trying
content.
It. I'm good with
we're
trying
we're doing
it.
The thing.
Oh my God, the thing?
The thing?
Yeah,
Nathaniel, do the thing.
Trust me, doing the thing isn't going to be hard. It's actually going to be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Watch.
The thing!
Fucking cut, bro. Fucking
content.
Cut.
Content in my ass.
I think I've stopped bleeding. I think.
His ears are bleeding?
No, I mean the fucking sheer volume of that just caused my wounds to close by force alone.
Nathaniel, you're a healer. You just gotta go in the hospital, start doing that.
If I ever,
don't do it again.
If I ever make a cleric, that's how I'm healing.
That's how I just...
I could have gone mine the rest of the night without hearing that.
Same.
That was great.
I didn't need that.
Oh, that was amazing.
Do you want to tell us and the listeners what it was like dealing with an incredibly drunk Austin when he got home after the podcast?
That was pretty funny because Nate texted me that they were out. Nate was on his way and he texted me and he said, Austin's like really sad right now. And I was like, oh, okay. And I thought, what would cheer him up? Oh, I know. And I just listed a couple bands like he would know that he might listen to and he might get distracted. I was like, you know, AJR, Childish Gambino, stuff like that. And
first thing I put on was Sober Up by AJR.
Yeah. And then, like, what? He ended up, like, falling asleep for the rest of the ride. Cool. And then, like, yeah. He ended up falling asleep for the ride.
God.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
By the way, I have children.
Yeah, he just took a nap for the rest of the night. I wonder what woke them up.
Yeah, I wonder. Anyway, he had to fall asleep for the rest of the ride. But when they got to the house, I went outside. And he was like, hey, help me get him into his room. I was like, okay. And I didn't expect when I opened the door, Austin would be like openly weeping. I was like, what's going on, pal? And he was just still sitting in the chair and he could barely talk. And
he was digging into his feelings.
Yeah, super bad. And he ended up, like, crying, like, into me for, like, a good 20 to 30 minutes before we were able to get him to stand up and go into the house.
Yeah.
So, but finally, when he did get into the house, we got him up to his room, said, okay, thank you, Nate. Thank you for getting him home.
Yeah.
You can go now. And fucking we ended up having, like, an hour and a half to 2 hour like conversation about everything that he's upset about. And as it turns out, when he got sober, he was still very much upset. It wasn't just him being drunk, but yeah. Him being drunk
it
definitely
pulled it out of him.
Definitely set it off.
Yeah.
We talked for a long time about it. And it's weird. That's a side you don't see of Austin. Ever.
So I've been drunk with Austin twice.
Yeah.
That is how he's behaved both times.
That's so that's when it comes out, essentially.
Oh.
It, very rarely will he ever show like a measure of extreme discomfort, even if he's feeling it, unless he's like inebriated or he's broken down like once or twice at work. I'm really digging into it. I'm giving all this shit out, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you know. Yeah.
You're really like you're digging into Austin. Right
I don't.
Now.
I don't think you've said anything.
He loves Austin, though.
No, not rude. I'm just kind of putting.
You guys
it all
are like best friends.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That was one of the takeaways of that night.
That was one of the takeaways. I was there for that one.
Yeah, he was like, Thomas, you're like my best friend. I was like, yeah, buddy, you're my best friend. Yeah.
So we've had all you guys on.
Yeah.
And I've destroyed all of you, including you. We're well on our way.
Shots.
We're what me and Jessica have talked about.
That was about, a hot sound with, on the mic.
Me and Jessica have talked about having everybody come back on.
At once?
No, because we've only got the four microphones, but everybody coming, being able to come back and, you know, have a night where, you know, you guys might drink a little bit, but not get destroyed.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That way you can.
We do eventually want to try and have some, like, collab episodes where it'll be like me. It'll be like me and Devin, you and Austin, or like Devin and Jess, Eric and who was it that Eric wanted to bring on aside from TJ?
Eric knows a lot of people.
Me and Eric were talking about doing an episode with me, Austin, Thomas, and himself, where I got all three of them fucked up.
That would be really funny.
It would be very funny. Logistically speaking, it's a nightmare, but...
Yeah.
But, you know.
Because I wouldn't be on that episode, and I'd still have to drive all three of them home.
We could very possibly get kicked out.
Yeah, I'd drive all three of them home.
Can I see that?
No, we're good right now.
Can I see that?
So let's get into some questions. Nathaniel has a question for us.
Oh, boy.
Holy shit. I do have a question for. I've been ready for this for the entire podcast. I'm not bullshitting right now. I promise you. But I'm going to start over at Thomas. Yes. Yes, you.
I wondered if it was directed at me.
It's not directed at you. It's a question for the entire table. But yeah, starting with you. Your hair is a fucking wreck. Right now, by the way.
It's all right. It's fine. He feels like shit. It's fine.
Yeah, it's on brand. It matches.
Is that some cool kids say? It's on brand?
Yeah. Yes. It's not cool kids.
That's the now.
If you do something that like is like in character for you, you don't say that's in character. You say, yeah, it's on brand.
Oh, okay. All
right. Or that tracks.
That's
usually what I say. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, that sounds
good. It means the same thing. It's the same shit.
Okay, anyways.
Question.
Same as saying, that's about right.
If you... Let's be a bit more fun with this question, but if you could have any pet mythical creature, what would it be?
Oh, I can't answer this. We've already done this question.
No, that was if you could be. That's what
you wanted to be. Oh. You could have him as a pet?
Yeah.
You can't have a nymph as a pet.
I mean, you could. You just be kind of a dick.
So it has to be mythical? That's the fun of the question.
Yes, that is the fun of the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Mythical or sci-fi?
I mean,
as a pet.
Let's just creatures that don't exist but are animals.
A flying bison.
That'd be dope. That would be really sick. Yeah, I would. Fucking go to sleep on a flying bison, bro.
That motherfucker's big, by the way.
Yeah, another.
That's part of the appeal.
The babies are so fucking cute, though. Oh my god.
They are. That motherfucker's so big.
You feel your whole buddy. You could have a whole drinking party up on them. Just...
Yeah, that motherfucker's big.
So, like, did you ever get to watch, like, the Pokemon, like, cartoon while you were young?
A little bit.
Most of it.
Like, did you get to see, like, when, like, Ash, like, rode the Ponyta, like, the fire horse?
Yeah, I did.
And, like, because it like, trusts him, he doesn't get burned by it?
Yeah, I did it behind my parents' back.
The fuck?
Ponyta's,
I know, that's a horse on fire. What?
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt you if it trusts you.
Shut the fuck up.
The fire doesn't hurt you.
That's insanity. Go on.
It's a fucking whatever. It's a kid's cartoon.
Yeah, no one gives a shit about your opinion, Devin.
Well, I didn't say that. But yeah.
You did not just Austin him.
Oh, he's got the grumpy face. He's got the lips.
No, please tell the rest of your story.
Yeah. Anyway, so if I could have like a... I think I would have to give this question more actual thought, but I just don't know a lot of mythical creatures off the top of my head right now.
Well, that's why I said any just non-real.
A phoenix with those same properties be pretty sick. That I could just sit on and not be lit aflame.
That's true. That'd be pretty fucking dope.
I'm afraid of heights, but like, I mean, just fly, kind of like glide everywhere. Be sick.
I mean, once you like start trusting each other, you wouldn't care anymore. You're like, I know, even if I fall, he'd catch me real quick. You'd be fine.
I guess so.
He was not positive about that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to treat him real good. Otherwise, he'd be like, fuck this guy.
I'd have to treat him real good.
You
don't have to
treat him that good. Just always have treats in your pocket. So even if you fall off, he's like, fuck food. I got to grab that real quick.
Jessica, what would you do?
That's the first trick you teach him is you catch me, you get food.
Yes, exactly. It's the first trick. I'm torn between so many, but I'm going to go with a phoenix. That'd be really cool.
It's That's what I said. It's just cool.
Nathaniel.
I might.
Hey, Thomas, take that shot.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm doing it.
People are throwing bows at this table right now.
I had to take a shot back. It's very on brand, as this kid say.
Shut the fuck up.
How'd that one go down?
Not awful.
Yeah, I was going to say, you stop caring.
I can't feel them that much anymore.
Yeah.
It's working.
It's working!
Devin, I don't even like
And
peach.
That is four? Or is that five? No, five. That's five.
That's five.
That's five.
I all forgot right. the context to all of that, by the way.
I will remind you when we are off air.
Cool.
Hey, Nate, no, for real, though, what would you choose?
Kind of like the I kind of like the eagles from fucking Lord of the Rings.
What are those called again?
The eagles?
The eagles.
No, they have like a species name, don't they?
They do have a species
name.
Oh,
those eagles. Oh, those things are so fucking big.
So what are they, just big eagles?
Yeah.
It's just, and they can talk to them.
No, I haven't.
Beat this man.
You
this
look
man.
Like you should have seen the Lord of the Rings. Why?
you look like you play in the Lord of the Rings. You look like the effects guy from the Lord of the Rings.
Listen.
No. It doesn't matter what you have to say. It's invalid.
I was going to agree with you.
Wait, how come you haven't, though?
Just because I haven't.
You haven't?
I just
haven't. Are you interested, or are you just...
Vaguely. Not really. It's just because I don't watch movies often. And I also don't read books often.
What kind of movies do you watch when you do watch them?
Whatever my friends want to watch.
Whoa!
You don't have any kind of
Jesus
friends
Christ.
Or not any friends. You don't have any
favorites. You don't
favorites.
Have any friends, do
you? No. You don't have any, like, favorites of your own?
No, I mean...
Oh, my God, Nathaniel, you're tearing up the goddamn set.
Can you stop?
Jesus. Oh, wait.
You are tearing this place apart. Put it down.
All right.
He's got the fucking scythe, bro. Oh, God. The fucking farming scythe.
It's a tool, right?
It's a harvester.
It's a tool, not a weapon.
It's for harvesting grain.
We had this whole discussion last week. I should be allowed to carry that in Kroger because it's a tool, just like a hammer is, right?
Or the bridge.
Well, why would you be holding a hammer in Kroger?
What? Construction workers might go in there for lunch, and it's on their tool belt.
Are you a construction worker?
I might be a farmer, and I might want to take that scythe with me.
Where's the nearest farm to the Kroger?
You'll be questioned.
They don't need
you will be questioned. That's facts.
What are we talking about?
Fucking, I haven't seen Lord of the Rings. So,
what are we talking about?
About the movie thing.
Gotta go to Abai.
I have movies that, like, I'm interested in seeing and stuff like that. And I like movies when I do see it. I've never been, very rarely, there's only been, like, one or two movies that I've seen that I've been, like,
redacted.
Man,
redacted.
I really did not like redacted. That. Can you shut the fuck up?
You just revised your sentence three times. So I had to give you three redacted.
I appreciate that. That's good.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like movies. I just don't watch them often. Lord of the Rings, I just haven't seen. But the funny thing is that my applied instructor, which is, like, the person that, like, teaches me how to play, like, the instrument that I main on at school, he sees in my Google Calendar, because he has to see all the students' Google Calendars to make up lesson times, he sees in my Google Calendar that I have, like, D&D, like, twice a week most of the time. And he's, like, he ended up talking about Lord of the Rings at some point during his lesson and during our lesson, and he was, like, Do you know who that is? And I was like, no, I've never seen Lord of the Rings. And he says, you play D&D if you've never seen Lord of the Rings? And I was like,
thank you.
Get off my case, bro. I'm here for actually, you to teach me
you know
how
what?
To play euphonium. Like,
you know what? I'm gonna go with Cryovane.
I don't know what that means.
It's the dragon you guys killed.
It is?
Yeah.
Neat.
I forgot you guys didn't have the fucking time nor place to give a shit about that.
Anyway, yeah, I just haven't seen Lord of the Rings. I'm vaguely interested. I watch things if
it's
like,
a long one to have to get. It's 9 hours.
I'm aware
just
it's
for
very
that.
Long.
It's so long.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I've got the all of the Hobbits too, so you can just come over at one point and we'll drop 18 hours watching movies.
That's one thing I'm gonna borrow from you one day is the Hobbits because we don't have those. We have the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I've got to get Battle of Five Armies, but I've got fucking Journey and. What was the second one called? I can't fucking remember.
I don't remember any of them.
Desolation of Smaug.
Smaug.
Ooh.
All right. I have an interesting question. I just thought
of
talking
Holmes.
About all this. If you are in charge of keeping safe.
Oh, this, I already fail.
This small box that can fit in the palm of your hand. Where would you hide it so that nobody but you knew where it was at?
In my anus.
I was literally just going to say
for
that.
For like eternity or something. Like, you're in charge of making sure nobody finds this particular box because whatever's inside that's just bad or too powerful or something. Where would you hide it?
A public library.
Not a bad place.
Behind a urinal.
Behind?
How do you get behind? Depending on the urinal, they might clean that bitch.
Do you mean in the wall?
Yeah. Like, while they're building a urinal.
Well, sure. That'll come up, like, a couple hundred years later, probably.
Yeah, it does bite 200 years,
though. That's plenty of time for me to be dead, so it's not my responsibility anymore.
You're a forever living being.
I'm a forever... sweet. I am God on my person, then. If I'm going to live forever, all I have to do is keep it on my person and then move to Antarctica and start walking around in a fucking...
thong.
Of course.
I was, the obvious choice.
No one suspects keeping the Pandora's box in the thong.
Pandora's thong now, bitch.
Right behind the nutsack.
No. You would just have it in case, so looks like you got square nuts.
Oh great. Oh my God.
Sponge knob square nuts. I don't suppose anyone's seen that video.
That man needs another shot. That was perfectly timed. Yes, sir.
I love that.
I think we've crossed the threshold where it's starting to hurt a little more.
Nah.
That's okay.
That just means you're not there yet. It'll feel light, then you'll start feeling it again, then you really won't give a shit.
I'd probably take it.
That's where I want to be right now.
Your fucking face.
One of them, what are they called? A conservation place
just
of...
Back. Just put it back.
No.
Just put it back.
Oh, him. I thought you were talking about me. I'm like, what
can
the fuck?
Can you shut up for a second? I'm doing it.
Hey, do the thing.
Hey,
Hey, do it.
God, it's like...
Julie!
You know, hey, before I take this, you know what pisses me off? It's fucking... I hate not going swimming, but going swimming with people. Because, like, swimming is fine. I like swimming. It's cool. But water is, like, always cold to me, at least at the start. And when people are just like, just get in, you big baby. It's like, okay, give me a second. I'm gonna do it. Am I hindering your enjoyment of the pool? No. Shut up. Rant over.
Do it.
Thomas, can we go swimming at one
take
point?
Take the shot.
Please.
Take the fucking shot.
Shut the fuck up, Devin.
How'd that one go down, champ?
That's fine.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Probably the smoothest one I've had.
Yeah.
Besides the first one.
It's working.
That's good.
It's doing its job.
Oh, I hit my teeth on the thing.
Ugh.
Nice.
We're all good.
Nice.
All right, we all have worked at a place that serves a lot of pasta. We all are pretty kind of experts on pasta enough. What's your favorite pasta of all types you've ever had?
You mean like favorite kind of noodle?
Yeah.
Or dish?
Favorite kind of noodle. Because you can put any sauce on, they change it here and there.
Cavatappi!
Cavatappi's your favorite?
I mean, it's kind of like the coolest of the standard noodles, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah, cavatappi is very universal.
Are we talking about noodles or pasta?
There is a difference.
I don't know the difference.
Noodles are made in Asia, pasta's made in Italy.
Yep. Either or both.
Oh, cavatappi.
Just any kind of noodle or pasta.
It didn't change your answer. Shut up.
I just had to be difficult.
Asshole. Asshole.
Mine, I'm a huge fan of either like raviolis or shells because it encases whatever it's served with inside of it. It's so good. It's like a pocket of full of flavor.
Animals.
Chef Boyardee ravioli does slap. For a dollar? Bro. It's good.
Yeah, that shit does go back really easily.
Yeah.
I like beefaroni too. That's good.
The beefaroni isn't bad.
That's Devin's favorite.
Why do you like animal noodles?
Because they're fucking animals. And me and Devin can both agree you can really taste the elephant.
It's true. It'd be much better with
just so burgers. Everyone knows listening, insane. They're or just dinosaur shaped.
Dinosaurs. Dinosaur noodles. Yeah.
It's like edible crackers, but they're noodles.
Yeah, exactly. And that's fucking
not
dope.
Oh, and they're not filled in.
There's a weird aftertaste when I have those types of noodles.
You're fucking high. You're probably eating the elephant.
Anyway.
I don't know how to respond to
this
that.
This is my favorite noodle that we serve at.
Redacted.
Yeah. The cauliflower rigatoni noodle.
The rigatoni noodle is good.
That one is really good.
It's my favorite noodle by far. Yeah. The only thing is, you cannot cook it for too long or else it will become mush real fast.
I have a question. What's everyone's opinions on some fusilli noodles?
Fuck those!
I don't think I ever had
them. Literally getting ready to say that as you said
that. Have you had pipette noodles?
Yeah, they're trash.
How's that aftertaste?
horrible. I don't remember the aftertaste. The texture is trash.
Yeah, the texture is awful. The aftertaste is horrible. They don't mix with anything.
Any of the gluten-free noodles we have, it's, bro, in general, there's a weird aftertaste I get.
The rice noodles are fine.
The whole wheat linguine was great.
That was awful.
Bro, I fucking forgot about those, and we've had those like three times.
That's when people are trying to do some crazy shit, like creating a noodle. Like, what can we do? Let's do this and this. Why? Just stick with the normal types of pasta. It works.
Bro, I'm ready to get this fucking flatbread so I can make sandwiches regularly.
No joke.
Cannot wait for flatbread.
Spicy Caesar wraps.
Ooh. Oh my God.
I have a Caesar sandwich at least like twice a week.
That's so good.
He does. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
It's not really a sandwich as it is just a fucking mess on top of
bread. Well, it's an open-faced sandwich.
Because you need a wrap for it. You need a flatbread for it. That's what you need. Pizza's so good.
All right, so we've all worked food industry for a little while. Like we've all worked food industry for a while and just customer service in general. What was the best experience you've ever had going to a customer service food industry place?
Going to one?
Yeah.
Not working at one.
You're the customer.
Okay.
I mean, I've just had waiters that have been really nice.
Best. What's the best experience you've had?
There's not been anything extraordinary. It's just that I've had really nice waiters.
Notice the best. I think you can notice more because you've worked in it, and in general, you can notice when things are going really well or when something's not quite right, either kitchen or front house, something's not quite right.
Yeah. I choose not to care because, like, my parents, like, they've been known to get very upset very quickly if anything goes wrong at any food establishment, and I'm just like, I don't want to be like them. So I just choose not to, like, think about it, and I'm like, I don't care. Bro, just, like, get it out when it's ready.
Yeah. Well, fine. I think that's because you've worked in that.
Yeah, that's because you have.
It was before I even worked.
Yeah, that's another reason I pulled up, because you work, because you understand. You've got a deeper just eye on how things are actually going.
I mean, I have appreciation for it now, but it doesn't change how I thought before, which was already like, I mean, I hold nothing against you guys unless you're actually just being a dick to me, which hasn't happened.
That's fair. What about you two?
We've had quite a few. There's Fauna? One.
Huh?
Bono?
What is that?
Okay, never mind. Okay.
You do look insane right now, yes.
No one at this table understood that. All right, never mind.
One of my favorite times me and Devin have ever been at a restaurant. It's really good service, and it was the time me and Devin came up with an inside joke at one of our favorite restaurants. It was like the fourth time going to this restaurant, Brick House. Amazing place. Going there the first time was awesome. But we went there this time for summer. Like, everything worked out really well. And then we made an inside joke because we are that couple that literally just kind of roasts the entire everything around us because we can. We just do it. We're still appreciative of it, but we're like, that guy's getting fucked over right now.
You can visually see the anger on a server's face, like when they
or a bartender's face or something.
Yeah, that's great. I love that shit.
That's pretty funny.
Man, you gotta love when you see a bartender walk away immediately after serving a guest, and the second that guest can't see their face anymore, they just start looking angry. It's like straight. Yeah, you're like, wow. First of all, they either said something that really pissed them off, or they just spent 2 hours on this fucker for $5 as a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I do that too. I'll deal with somebody really nice, and then I'm like, fuck off. I don't want to deal with you anymore.
Yeah.
And I love it when I get to see that happen. It's rare, but you can see it happen if you really pay attention.
I can't even remember the exact circumstances, but I've only ever had one person I've ever actually dealt with where I was just so fed up with them, I couldn't keep the fake face in front of them. And just the rage of having to deal with them was visible. I had to make it extremely short and just walk away.
Is that why you don't like working front of house?
Yes.
Nobody really likes working front of house.
I do. So does Devin. Devin really likes
it. I hate working front of house. I prefer hiding in the kitchen. I feel better there.
I
prefer being in the kitchen, too, most of the time. But, like, working up front is, like, in case I need a break.
I mean, yeah. Fucking kill myself.
Wow.
Nathaniel, what were you saying? I think you need some...
Don't worry about it.
Update. I've now gotten to the state where I am kind of gently rocking back and forth against my own volition.
Oh, yeah. It means you're feeling nice.
Yeah. I'm feeling less pain.
That's a good thing.
That's a good state.
Yeah.
That means you're ready for it to put back that last one and call it quits.
So this is 7.
6.
Oh, is that the tally? Oh, that's 6. Okay, fine.
It's okay. So, first time you've ever drank, going down 6 shots is still impressive.
So yeah, actually.
That noise.
Tell him what happened. I'm just gonna take the shot while you tell him what happened.
He went to put down his Dr. Pepper.
All right, so he went to
Okay. All right.
Fuck you! I've been interrupted three fucking times. So he was.
Yeah, the reason I like working front of house is because I actually used to hate.
Oh my god! Mr. Can't fly through the room. Holy shit!
You can't plan these things, people. You can't plan these things. So Thomas almost dropped his fucking Dr. Pepper, and now Nate,
I did drop it.
Yeah, he did, and then he made a noise. Now, Nate, you tell them what the fuck just happened to us.
All right, so I just threw my empty Dr. Pepper can at Devin, like just not really as hard as I could because I didn't actually want to fucking hurt him or anything like that. So I just threw it over at him. He ricocheted it off of his hand. It started bouncing through the air. I started fumbling around like my fucking name is Bugs Bunny trying to catch something out of the air. Caught it and just slammed it back down on the table, and nothing ever fucking happened. It didn't move.
You had to be here to see that because it was pretty good.
I didn't even mean to. I just saw something coming towards me, and I like started to hide my face, and I put my hand up, and it just bounced off.
Perfect ricochet. It came right back to me.
Good center. Centering.
You cannot plant these things.
One more.
Yeah, that's true.
What is he doing? Oh, he's getting a bed.
Do you need another Dr. Pepper?
Please.
How we put back shots is how Nathaniel puts back Dr. Pepper.
Nate, did you hear? Did you hear?
Dude, that goes through like 7 or 8 every podcast.
So
easily.
Me and Jess guessed that you would have 7.
Yeah.
Nate guessed that you would have 6, but we would force you to have another one.
We can give him a second.
I mean, he doesn't have to take it right now.
Yeah, just give me a second. I'm gonna see how I'm feeling in a couple minutes. That was a little much, but that's all right.
In a few minutes, you're not gonna want to take it.
You said in a couple minutes, I'm gonna not want to.
Yep.
So I should do it now?
Do it right now.
Man, that sounds like something that peer pressure... That sounds like peer pressure and I'm drunk.
Sure. I do not want to do it.
Sometimes...
No, I'm not a bitch. I'll do it.
Something that we used to say a lot when we would try to get people to drink is, peer pressure, I accept you. So just accept it.
Devin's nickname while we were back in the party stage was peer pressure. That was his nickname.
That's not an exaggeration.
Dude, you have Dr. Pepper. It's
like, your peer pressure only ever worked on me once.
Okay, don't let me drink anymore.
Yep, all right,
that's it for you.
Number lucky 7.
Well, you know,
I don't want to get hurt.
If in 20 minutes he seems fine, then we're gonna give him another one.
Seems fine. I mean, I think I'm in the perfect state right now. I feel good.
Oh shit!
I'm feeling pleasant.
Hey Thomas, do you know the difference between an octopus and a squid?
What?
Do you know the difference between an octopus and a squid is right now?
No, I don't.
You know the differences at all?
No.
Would you know that if you were sober?
No.
Okay, then that wasn't a good question.
Can you tell me what the difference is?
Yeah, do you?
There's a couple different ones. They have different number like tentacles, and also like squids, they're a lot pointier because they can go faster. With air, I guess not aerodynamics. It's like
air shoots. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, air shoots. And then octopus is kind of just float there. They're more bulby or bulbish.
My first guess was the amount of legs because it's in the name of the octopus. So
yeah, and I'm pretty sure
a lot of octopuses have the chameleon thing going on.
Yes, a lot of them can.
Yeah, they can camouflage.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
And they can also fit through like a golf ball size hole, no matter how big. Mostly, no matter how big they are, they can fit through a fucking golf size hole. Or quarter size hole, sorry.
Like cats. Because cats are essentially even better liquid.
Yeah. Like they've tested it to see how far or how small octopuses can get, and also, they can just squeeze themselves through.
Octopuses live in dens, whereas squids just float around.
I didn't know octopus lives in dens, but
yep.
I knew squids just kind of floated around.
You know coral is like sentient?
How many
coral?
It's sentient. How many legs does a squid have?
Coral, you're sentient.
I can't remember if it is. I want to say it was different. What do you mean by
you can feel
though?
Pain?
they're
aware
they
that they're
brain.
Existing.
They have a brain.
So they're an animal?
Octopuses.
They're an animal.
You didn't know that?
Octopuses have 8 sucker-lined arms to capture their prey and move about on the ocean floor. Squids have 8 armed lines with suckers and 2 specialized tentacles used to reach out and capture shit.
Okay. So they have 2 extra just for... They have 2 arms, essentially.
The dodecapus.
Yeah, they...
So you're
I'm
back
glad
on.
Someone laughed because it
so coral
funny
is actually an animal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really?
That's what you never heard of, like dead reefs.
They say that, but I was like, oh, it's like fucking tree dies.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you would think, but they're, yeah.
They're aware that they're alive. That's crazy. Yeah, interesting.
Or some shit like that.
Hmm.
Yeah, kind of same thing with like anemones.
Anemones?
Anemones.
Oh, he said it. That's the joke.
The thing from the movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing from the movie.
Finding Dory was good. I like that movie.
You know
that
what?
Was really good.
You know what fucking Hunter Bowser hit me with the other day?
Bowser.
That's what I said.
Okay.
But I don't know if you were paying attention, but while we were there, he fucking pulled out the Finding Nemo reference, and he turned around and said, oh, denial. From when they were with the fucking sharks. And
that's Finding, you said Finding Nemo. I thought you said Finding Dory for a second. I was like, that's Nemo.
Why the fuck would I say Finding Dory?
Oh, I remember the scene.
Denial.
Now I'm hitting things.
Yeah, because they essentially put him in an AA meeting. Disney's great.
Wait. Everybody shut up. Say that again.
I said, I'm hitting things now. I'm inebriated.
That's a button.
That's a button. That's a button.
Not even I'm hitting things, just I'm inebriated.
Yeah.
Wait, what did he say?
Can't wait till the soundbite comes up.
No, just say
it. Oh, wait, you're editing it, aren't you?
Yes, tell her again.
You'll hear it.
Tell her again.
Okay. I said, oh, I'm hitting things now. I'm inebriated.
There we go. Now we have a couple takes to choose from.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing Thomas a lot.
So we have, I think Josh has a button, too.
Does he?
Does he?
No, it wasn't Josh.
Is it out yet?
Austin has a button.
Is it out yet?
Wait, what did Austin say?
I don't know. I just have it marked at 105.
Oh.
Austin supposedly is going to have a button. Thomas is supposed to have a button. That'll fill up our channel.
Yeah, but I have eight more.
I want a keychain.
Never mind, we have so many.
I want a keychain with all the sound effects from...
I was supposed to have a button
from like episode three.
What was your button? Oh, you were, but we haven't heard you say it again, so we haven't been able to button it.
Yeah.
Always say it when it's off air. You haven't said it again since it's been on air. So what your job is next week, get us the soundbite. Set it up and get us the soundbite.
Set me up for it.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was.
I do.
All right. So Devin set him up, and then both of y'all work together on that.
How you feeling, champ?
Stop looking at me.
You fucking looked at me.
You're doing something with him right now.
I'm not. I just looked over at you, and then you looked back at me and just started fucking having a glitter in your eyes like we're about to go back to a fucking hotel room in Shaq.
That's extreme.
That mic has, yeah, so you're going to need to not do that. That mic has feedback whenever you touch the cords.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I need to get the measurements for the top really badly.
Thomas, how are you feeling right now? You look like you're feeling great.
Yeah, I do feel really good.
He's in a much better
spot. Earlier, I was in a lot of pain.
I told you. We brought him back. We brought him down into hell. Or what was it, Tartarus?
Yep.
And
specifically.
But what I thought of was, Nate, I'm going to hate riding in your car after this.
Yeah, you will.
Loud as shit.
It is really loud. Yeah. That was like my number one complaint when I rode in his car drunk.
Yeah. You could walk.
You won't make it.
I won't make it.
Just call Austin. Be like, hey, I need you to pick me up. Nate's car's too fucking loud.
I think he does work tonight. He could pick me up at some point.
All right, well, I'm leaving y'all.
See ya.
See ya, fella. See ya, fella. I fucking love that shit.
There's a guy, our produce guy. He says it.
I'm tilting. I'm tilting.
The produce guy, without fail, he always says, he says that just that exact way. See ya, fella.
No, mine isn't see ya, fella. Mine is, oh, hello, fella.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you think he thinks that you mock him?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Produce guy's nice. Our produce guy's kind of an ass.
Yeah, the Paddock's produce guy is a fucking cuck.
Yeah, he's a thing.
It's on site, huh? the produce guy. Oh, we got beef.
Not really, like, cause he's again nice at the beginning. Thomas. He's just a lot.
Sorry, I'm hitting things again.
As long as you're not Eric and you don't start hitting me, we'll be fine.
Oh yeah, cause he hit the eyeball.
He did.
You know, it'd be fucking wild if we actually moved to Australia.
Fuck Australia. You know how many things there. Steph. Everything in Australia wants to kill you. Steph.
Everything and all the people in America want to kill you.
Thomas, you shut the fuck up.
It's easier to hide from people than things.
Oh, because they're in it right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is statistically not true.
Stefan and thanks a bunch of the boys are interested in going to Australia because Stefan's trying to do grad school there. And I was like, you know what? That I'm not opposed to going to Australia. I just don't know, like, where
everything
I'll be at the time that you try to
kill
go.
You.
I know, but, like, we'll probably live in the city.
Everything still wants to kill you.
Oh, the people?
Spiders.
I know plenty
bees,
of people in Australia.
Dust,
it'll be fine.
Everything.
He does. He does. I almost argued with you, and then I remember we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
I do what?
I was saying, I know plenty of people in Australia. We'll be fine. Only some of them are junkies. Some of them are ex-junkies.
They've been through the rehab. It's fine.
They're either or. No in between.
No, there's some.
No one who just straight up has never been a junkie.
Oh, no, there's a few that haven't been a junkie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you're straight.
Thomas is feeling himself.
Thomas is feeling great right now.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Like, is there anything you would never do for money, Thomas?
I mean, there are probably some things, yeah, you just have to throw a couple out there and see if I say
suck
yes
a
or
dick?
No. I would for money. Duh, yeah. Dick's a dick, bro. I don't care.
Is it clean?
Yeah, please wash yourself. But, like, I would do it.
Kill somebody?
No.
How much money?
No, I wouldn't.
$7 million.
I'm doing it.
$7 million?
Fuck a bitch named Life.
I wouldn't kill anybody for
$1 billion.
Fuck a bitch named Life.
I would not kill anyone for money.
Man, you're so much better than me.
Better than me. Better than me.
Would you move?
That's us. That's us. We're that group.
Would you move to China and never talk to anybody you know right now ever again?
How much?
$7 million.
What's your lowest?
Something like that. Like,
how cheap can I get you to do this?
Could you do it for any amount of money you could think of?
Just based on principle, no.
You would never be able to talk to friends, family, anything.
No,
but
dude,
you'd get a shit ton of money.
No, dude. If I went to another country, I'd want to be able to call people and be like, hey, I'm really freaked out right now. I'm in China, and I don't know how to talk to people. And
what's something that you would do as a job for free?
As a job?
For free.
For free?
For
free.
For
free.
For
free.
For free. For free.
Hey, my good friend.
Let me tell you about this new app.
I can't hit that note.
I mean, I've been, like, on and off contemplating, like, just, you know, trying to go out and, like, work at a shelter, like, once or twice over the past, like, year or two. And I haven't done it yet, which is kind of shitty, but, like, I just, like, have been contemplating, like, doing it just to see what it's like.
You know, it's a lot of fun.
What?
Habitat for Humanity.
Okay. You should text me that, because I won't remember it.
Like, if you...
It's going to...
That has to be edited, because that's
definitely... Is that Eric?
Copyrighted.
Sorry.
Eric!
Perfect timing, Eric.
Is that Eric?
Oh, he's not. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Did you just fucking have your ringtone go off?
Thomas,
I'm fucking...
There you are.
Yeah!
Thomas.
Yeah!
How you doing, bud?
I'm doing just fine. I am literally in probably like the best spot that I'm going to be in.
I thought he was going to say he's the happiest he's ever been. I was going to lose it.
That would be really sad.
Fuck Josh! Fuck him!
No, Eric. No, I'm
no, talking to the microphone.
Sorry, I don't know if Eric can hear me or not.
Yes, he can.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no, Eric, I'm doing fine.
Thomas.
Yes.
How many shots did you do?
So far, I've hit seven?
Seven.
I thought it was six.
Seven.
I've hit seven.
Only seven?
What do you mean, only seven?
He's good at seven.
Eric, remember when I told
you
he could take seven?
We got our number.
Wait, who the fuck is this?
That's Jess.
Is that Jess?
Jess?
That's it.
Hey, Jess.
Oh, wait, are
you
the one that bet on me doing 10?
No.
That was Eric. Oh.
Hey, Jess.
No, I'm not going to do anymore because I'm in a good spot right now, and if I do anymore, I'll end up getting hurt.
Pussy.
Give it an hour.
I'm giving you your pussy and shut the fuck up.
Oh, man, you got like seven shots in you, and you think you're fucking bad.
Jess,
peer pressure.
I would be mad, but that's exactly right.
Oh my God!
I gotta ask a question.
Sure.
I gotta ask you a question.
Yeah.
All right. So, why are you so like calm and collected about everything, and then when it's a mild inconvenience, you do the white guy dad rest. Like,
So I get it from my dad. So it's just basically whenever I would ask him for something, like, hey, can I go over to a friend's house tonight? No matter what, no matter how small of a ask it was, he'd go. And then he'd answer, as if he was pissed off at everything that I ever asked him. And I guess I just kind of inherited that.
Do you love me?
Do I love you?
No. I was making fun of you, Thomas. Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
I was gonna say he's gonna say no.
Oh, damn.
No, I love you, Eric. But no, it's literally something I inherited from my dad, and my mom has commented on it. She's like, yeah, you do that thing your dad does where, like, if somebody asks you something, you're like,
Dad, we're running out of toilet paper. I can't wipe my ass.
All right, Thomas, just wanted to see how turnt you was. It's funny as hell.
I appreciate it, dog. I'll see you tomorrow at rehearsal.
See ya, fella.
See you tomorrow.
Actually, will you be at the house? Never mind. He might see me. If he's at the house, he might see me.
I believe he's going home.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's going home?
He's actually going to go home.
Wow.
Yeah, neat.
That's like a once every other week thing.
He's
got to visit the homies every now and then.
Yeah, this is like the first time I was high where, like, I can't stop moving. It's against my will.
Which is good.
I feel nice.
So one more.
No.
No, 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 no.
You can't convince me. I'm not going to do it.
I can.
You won't.
I think so.
You won't. The rest of the podcast is going to be you saying I will and me saying you won't unless you stop right now.
I mean, I'm going to stop.
You won't.
Not too wrong. So how many? I need to start just, instead of counting shots for people, I do that. I need to start counting Dr. Peppers for Nate.
That would make sense.
Again,
six.
Yeah, he goes through about as many shots as the person here has as how many Dr. Peppers he goes through.
See what kind of record he hits. I know I'm coming close to the mic right now.
I was going
to
say, don't fall into the mic.
And you were talking
like
about
everybody
how, like,
else.
You were talking about how everybody else like ends up like putting their mouth on the mic somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just vibing.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
He's all right.
I'm in my own little rocking chair.
What would you do if we put you in a rocking chair right now?
He'd lose his own shit.
I'd be having a good old time. It's like a roller coaster. I said that weird. I hate when
a people roller coaster.
Hey, yeah, I hate when people do that, bro.
Tell us about it.
Yes,
go
I will.
Off.
Because fucking my friend
Thomas
Dylan,
Lance.
The high school friend, right? He says, he doesn't say Dollar General, right? He says Dollar General. Emphasis on the gen. Like, shut up. It's called Dollar General. Oh my God. I love you too.
You're my best friend. Oh my God.
Well, don't start crying.
I'm not.
Can we just start saying emphasis on the gen anytime we highlight a word?
So if you ever start putting emphasis in the wrong part of words, it will piss me off.
Oh, that's the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, you're going to start doing that at work, and I'm going to be really mad at you. You've been trying to make me mad at you at work for a while now.
I figured it out.
Yeah.
Man, I can't fucking wait until this gets to him.
How did that make you
feel? Oh, are you messed up too? Because you went wait.
You went eat.
I know. Oh, I'm think he was back and forth right now, but like,
I think he was putting emphasis on the wrong part of the
Shut
word.
Shut the fuck up. See, the nice thing is I can comprehend everything that's going on right now.
Yeah.
As opposed to when I was high, I can't, like, keep up with all my senses at once. I can keep up with all my senses right now. It's just that I'm also acting kind of weird.
Yeah, that's, I mean, fair.
It means you're drunk.
You definitely look out of control.
You know where you're at right now, how you feel?
Physically, I can't. Yeah. Well, let me vibe, please. Nate tried to stop me with his hand.
You know how you feel right now?
What?
Everyone else who ended up way worse than you went to here. And then they said, fuck it, and did extra, and that's why they died.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not. I have class tomorrow, and I would like to
you
be able to
You have to hold
it,
that will in you anytime, like, if you ever drink with anybody else, and they say, oh, you can do another, you have to hold them, and just be like, nope.
Fuck them.
I'm good.
No, fuck them. I'll do what I want.
You vibe you.
I do stupid things on bets because they're funny sometimes, but, when it comes to that, and it ends up in me being in major pain the next day, no, it's stupid.
But Thomas... You said you wanted to be at the level Austin is at.
He is at a comfortable level. Leave him alone.
That, now that I'm where I'm at, I realize that going further would be stupid. Yeah,
bitch, let him vibe.
Yeah.
If any of y'all motherfuckers say vibe one more time, I'm going to get pissed.
What's wrong? You're not vibing with us?
Yeah. What's up? Do you not know how to vibe?
Listen, we heard that quite enough with Austin Evans. All right. We don't need to do it again 2 weeks in a row.
Hey, bro, just let us vibe.
Devin, are you the vibe whisper?
No. Austin's the vibe whisper.
Devin, are you trying to get a video of me just kind of like
vibing?
Yeah, chilling?
I'd be more.
Yeah. Yeah, just so people get an idea of what I'm doing right now. To be honest, I can't control it.
He's swaying. I mean, I can,
but like,
side.
I really don't want to. I'm just chilling.
See, I don't often get like the shoulder shakes like you do. I get like a foot tapping.
What happened when I got high the first time was I had like my hands out and I couldn't.
Yeah, you started hitting things.
They were just like that the whole time.
Because you're inebriated.
Okay, now I'm moving a little too much. I need to slow down.
Yeah. You're going to get.
When you get excited. That's how I feel when I'm in the car and a good song comes on. Then I realize I'm going a little too fast and I got to like slow myself down. You have a car, right?
Uh-huh.
What kind of music you listen to in the car?
Mostly rock.
AJR.
I like AJR too, but mostly rock.
Yeah, did you ever get those moments you try a really good song and then you realize after like 30 seconds in you are going way too fast for where you're at?
It literally has never happened.
Oh my God.
I always just go really ham, and then I come into focus after the song, and I'm like, oh.
So you get it, but it takes you a little longer.
I kind of like long drives just because, like, I don't use my car that often anymore. I bike to school most of the time now. But I like getting in my car because it's a different vibe than, like, just listening to music through my headphones.
Yeah, it is. Best place to listen to music is in the car while you're driving.
Yeah, as long as you have a good stereo, I do agree. Currently, cool. If I'm actually
awake and not actively watching something, I never turn my Alexa off.
You've knocked that over like 30 times.
I know, but it's empty now.
Yeah, because the rest of it's on my carpet.
It's just water.
Who's that bitch that plays Hermione? She's pretty hot.
Emma Watson?
That's the one.
Do you know how Hermione is spelled?
H-E-R-M-O-I-N-E?
Yeah, it's weird, right? Yeah,
it's weird. No.
I just thought about it.
Zoe Deschanel. Yeah, she's got a vibe thing. She's got a whole thing.
Yeah, Devin does really like her.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Honestly, I don't know.
We're doing what celebrity would you fuck?
Oh, yeah, I hate questions like that.
Perfect.
Like,
because
I don't have an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
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 All right.
Go ahead, answer.
What? Okay, I don't know the actor's name. This is the only one that even would be close. The actor that plays Derek Morgan in Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I figured.
Derek was the tall, skinny boy, right?
No.
No, that's Reed.
Fuck that. Dude. That dude's way too skinny.
He's the
I like
black
his character
guy.
Better, but oh, the black guy, yeah. Guy.
Yeah.
Derek Morgan, Carlos Garcia, baby girl all the time.
That's sure. The one.
Sure.
I don't remember what his name is, though.
I've not seen Criminal Minds since you lived at our parents' house.
I love Criminal Minds. I haven't watched it in a while, though.
So is your answer Jason Momoa, or are you want to give us a different answer?
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, that's fun.
No, either Jason,
I feel like if
Emma
he
Watson
fucked anybody, he would
Elizabeth
crush
Olsen.
Them. Elizabeth Olsen?
Which one's
that? That wasn't
fun.
Red Scarlet.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, that's their older sister. The Olsen twins' older sister,
Scarlet Witch.
I don't care about that. I'm trying to remember who. Oh, is that the one with the red powers?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That
yeah,
like
yeah.
loves okay, the
yeah,
half yeah, yeah. robot dude.
Yeah.
WandaVision.
Right. You shut the fuck up.
No, I'm just laughing because like you mentioned the powers thing, and it reminded me of one of the people that was on cast for the Avengers. I think is like one of the girls. She was like, yeah, you know, I kind of just stand in front of the camera and I just go.
Yeah, that's the girl
hand.
He's talking
that's
about.
The one,
that's the girl.
One.
That's Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah.
Fucking love her.
Oh, I thought
she's
he was
not bad.
Describe her.
I fucking love her. I've seen so many, not so many, but I've seen a lot of the movies she's in. I fucking love her.
Watching her interviews, she's pretty funny too.
She is.
So Thomas, who are you fucking? Any celebrity? Just anybody. You would
I
like.
Sound really pompous.
Yep.
And like
you
an
do.
Asshole.
Yeah.
All right, Adif. All right. Eight.
What's the last movie?
I know I said it.
What's
first?
One that you kind of
on,
you
man.
Only slightly find attractive? Then how about this?
You
only
that I find attractive? Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's go.
Go with that.
Let's go.
Go
do
with
that.
That.
Yeah.
Go with that.
Leo DiCaprio, I guess. I don't know that many actors by name or by face for that
okay.
matter. But I guess he's just one of the most like.
I mean, he's very. You're not wrong, Tom. So I do agree with that.
What I was gonna say earlier that makes me sound really stupid is like I don't wanna fuck anybody. I don't wanna like put my dick in anybody, like chill.
But
man or woman?
Is that really that funny?
Man or woman?
I just don't know. I just don't feel like I wanna like, you know, fucking like fuck anybody that like I don't like know on some level.
You know, so, say
like,
you knew them.
I find it very hard to.
You know, yeah, no, I can agree with that though. I wouldn't want to just like.
Yeah, that wasn't the question.
I understand that.
I find it very hard.
But I also would find it very hard to just fuck someone and be done with that. I would want to either build a relationship or B.
But it's not even that. Oh. I find it very hard to even do the hypothetical. Like,
I'm saying you got
like,
into a relationship with this person. Say that.
Oh, then Emma. Sure. Not Emma Watson. Fucking Elizabeth Olsen. 800%.
Yeah, you said that. Like, say you got into a relationship with this person. That's what I'm saying. Like, anybody you find attractive enough, you would be like, I'm willing to even give them a shot to get to know them.
I would marry that woman.
Even when I'm sober, I'm very bad at remembering actors.
Just a movie they played or a character. We can probably come up with their name. Tell us like what movie they are or character or something. We can come up with who their name is.
What's a movie that I like? I was going to say Breakfast Club, but like, well, I mean, no, they were all of age. No, I think the girl that played Claire was like 17.
But they're of age now. You're so
they are of age now.
Good God, Thomas.
I mean, Breakfast Club is like one of my favorite movies, which is why I defaulted to that. Yeah, but also, like, I don't find any of them particularly attractive.
Do you find me attractive?
That was...
I mean, not
move
particularly.
On. Move on.
Then again, I don't think of anyone in any sort of way.
We had this conversation on the way here.
Yeah. I've never...
Don't you have a girlfriend?
No.
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
We were together for 4 to 5 years, and then I broke
You mean our girlfriend.
You mean our girlfriend. I forgot about that. Holy shit. Because we were into polygamy for a little bit. Or I wasn't into it, but like I was trying it. It didn't work out well.
That was like one of the few things I knew about Thomas walking into that restaurant. Because Austin had talked to me about it.
Polygamy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, so Austin's... Thomas has a girlfriend, but it's really our girlfriend because...
But he was never a part of it.
I know. Soviet to Russia.
So I don't have an answer for the question.
Right. Do you have a question you want to ask us? Any random question?
No.
Devin, do you have a question?
I want to know why Thomas is a fucker. Explain that. Explain what's going on to you, sir.
Because Austin hates me.
Oh, my God.
It's only funny to me because, like, I'm drunk, but, like...
But in reality, I am enraged.
Me and Austin, like, part of our shtick is that we, like, shit on each other, like, pretty regularly.
That's gross.
You mean he does?
No, figuratively. Figuratively, but regularly.
Oh, now that you've cleared that up, okay.
Yeah, and that's just kind of, like, our thing. But, like, we're best friends at this point. It's, like, there's no denying that. And we, like, know how to be serious, but, like, the whole thing is that he gives me shit, I give him shit back. I don't give shit as much. He gives shit more often than I do.
I rarely saw that.
Me giving shit back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's because he always gives shit back. Yeah.
It does not happen as often.
Especially during the D&D sessions.
Most of the time, he just says shit to me, and I'm like, okay. Probably because I pulled a really sober face that Devin just kind of lost.
You did. Oh, fuck.
You guys are fucking crazy.
There's been numerous times where I've like just broken down because of something Thomas has said to me.
Yeah, and you said it's... I think we mentioned this in the other podcast, is that...
Hey, you
want to
go over your sales pitches real quick?
Yeah, but it's not that I say something funny. It's just that I have really good timing.
It's a bit impeccable.
Yeah. My sales pitches? Yeah. Yeah. Are you tired? Just die.
Oh my God.
Fire energy, you know, just put yourself in the fucking ground, bro. Was there another one that I had?
There was another one you had while we were scrubbing the fucking walk-in the night before corporate got here.
You're gonna have to remind me.
Dicks. You can eat them.
That was basically it.
There was nothing.
Just like if somebody walks in the restaurant that you don't like, you're just like, dicks, you can eat them.
Oh, gosh.
We've come up with some good shit.
Thomas, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for getting drunk.
I really wanted to do it, and I'm glad I did. I'm in a good spot right now.
I agree.
Am I going to be able to go to classes tomorrow morning? I don't know yet.
Yeah, you'll be.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll have to get you home quick so, you know, we don't puke in my car again.
No, it's fine. I'm down to stay as long as possible.
When you wake up, drink pickle juice or Gatorade.
And you guys have jobs and you have kids and everything, but no, I'm going
to
stay.
I mean, you could probably go to classes now, but like after I get you to drink four more, you probably won't be able to.
I will not drink anymore.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Thoughts from the Mothership.
Thomas Farless.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Doodle.
See ya.
See ya, fella.